Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This week on Pop Gaze,
we discuss Don't Worry Darling press tour,
Lea Michele's debut in Funny Girl,
and we say goodbye to the Queen.
Woo! Hi, I'm Jordan.
I'm Charlie.
And I'm Aurelia. And welcome to Pop Gaze,
a pop culture podcast for postmodern queers.
The postmodern queers.
Hello, turtle doves.
Oh my god, let's get straight into it.
Oh my god, my little cheeky hands. Oh
Jesus my god. Christ, this week.
Ah, yeah, Jesus took part.
I don't even know if we have time to catch up with each other because we have too much fucking things to talk about this
week.
And
all I've been doing is following what's happening this week. So yes. It's like, yeah. How have I been? I've been online.
Oh my
I've been my online. Screen time is up 250%.
Yeah.
Somehow it's like every time it gives me a notification, I freak out a bit because it's like, you've been online 12 hours.
Yes.
And I'm like, how have I been on my phone for 12 hours? I do not understand.
Yeah. But then yeah. And it felt like every time I went away, I came back and there was a new perspective on things,
yes.
On so many things.
New elements, new like angles of shots that mm-hmm. reveal people spitting and...
new goats.
And I literally was like finally going to sleep last night. And it was like, because at like 10:30 or whatever, they were yeah. like, the Queen's gone into hospital. And I was like, oh my God, if she dies while I'm sleeping and yeah. then... And then lo and behold.
Oh, like it makes a difference. Well, yeah. I don't want to. I'm asleep while she dies.
I need to get to Balmoral. Yeah, yeah. I don't want to say I picked it, but I did pick it because, well.
What tipped you off?
The message saying that everyone's going to Balmoral. But my theory is, like, we'll get into this properly, but my theory is that when I got that notification, because I get Guardian notifications, yes, I'm woke, and I got one being like, the Queen is very ill and like relatives have been told to go to Balmoral, and I was like about to fall asleep. My partner was already like asleep, and I was like, Kayla, I reckon the Queen's already dead. And they were like, huh? Like in a dream? Like, excuse me? And
you're
like,
just influencing their dreams yeah. to like dream of the Queen yes. at this point.
I have a dear friend, a bosom buddy, we've been friends forever, and every year we say Happy New Year, we might lose Liz. And this year she messaged me saying Happy New Year, Jords, we probably will lose Liz this year. So
yes.
I've been calling it for 15 years.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My biggest concern is the Queen's birthday public holiday.
Mm.
Are we losing that?
Or do we get a king's holiday now?
Oh, like, yeah. When was Charles born?
Nobody gives a shit.
When did those chode fingers enter the world?
Oh, my God.
What's going on? Is that a health condition? Have you seen his hands?
Jaundice, I think.
Yeah, probably. Maybe.
I don't know. But, like, did you see he said he wants to be Camilla's tampon?
Yes, 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 yes.
What?
Yeah, when they their phones got tapped when they were having an affair and they were organizing when to catch up next. And she was like, well, I have my period, so we can't catch up this weekend or whatever. And he was like, I wish I was a little tampon inside of you.
Kill me.
Disgusting.
I know.
But like, why would it be hot if the right person said
yes.
it to you?
I know. It's like, part of me was like, if you were yeah. in like the honeymoon phase, throes of things, it could mm-hmm. be like something that you both know was like disgusting, but also fun. Be yeah. like, I wish I was a tampon. Actually, I don't know. I'm trying to rationalize this for you, Charles.
Humor.
Yeah. Well, I'm very pro-period sex. I will just say that.
Oh, there's lots of tools you can use now. You don't yeah. even know. But
I
so obviously, rest in peace.
Rest in something.
Rest in something.
Rest in what you deserve, bitch.
Look, we're not monarchists on this show. Yeah. We never will be. We are infatuated by them in a way. Like, I'm obsessed with hearing about them, but yes. I'm also joyous when they die. So it's this duality of man, yeah. You know?
And as Princess Di stands, you know, this puts us in an awkward position, you know?
Oh, yeah.
We have to.
I did see a funny tweet that was super nanny locking a kid in a room, and it was, and she was like, "No, you're not coming in here. You're not coming in." And it was like Princess Di locking the pearly gates.
Oh my god, the memes and Twitter has been so lit. Like, I thought it couldn't get better after Leah's debut on Broadway, and then the Don't Worry, Darling press tour, and it's just like. And then Buckingham Palace was like, hold my fucking purse.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I think it's dangerous. When Twitter is too good, that means the world is irreparably bad.
Yes.
The better Twitter is, the world is worse.
You're right. I mean, you were saying just before this pod, it's the end times. Like,
really? Like, this is end times type news.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly. It is. Recession.
I'm just thinking about, like, the last couple of days. I've truly been, like, living in the metaverse. Mm-hmm. I hate to say it, and I really do hate to say it.
Yeah.
But I've been, like, so, like, trying to work from home more, which means scrolling Twitter.
Yeah.
So much more. I'm, like group chats that I usually have to leave because I'm, like, working on my feet or something like that. Now that I'm just at home, I'm alive and well, you know? Like,
maybe we should start to consider it like tax deductible work for our podcast. Like,
yeah.
we're not infinitely scrolling on this a mindless research. App. It's research.
Yeah. We should get our charges back in tax or something. Like, I was trying to think how we can deduct.
Yeah, and our, like, carpal tunnel syndrome and
the busiest stuff. Have you seen the thing where, like, they you put your two pinkies together and you see how they're different, like your pinky has whichever one you most likely hold your phone in has, like, changed shape. Like, you can see on my one, there's, like, a dip here. Yeah. Listeners at home, see if you've noticing the effects. Ambidextrous.
Ambidextrous.
And so does every other finger.
Yeah, like, literally whole hands. Yeah, yeah.
I've just got a permanent claw.
I think, like, the thing about, like, okay, so Twitter has been great. Facebook is a nightmare. It's just everybody posting Reaper Paddington picking up old dead people being like, come with me now.
Oh, God, love you. So fucking weird.
It's so weird. And I'm just also like, I don't give a shit. Like, if anybody was going to post, like, a sincere, like, faux feminist thing about the queen dying, I'd be like, actually, fuck off.
Shut the fuck up.
Who cares? Let her die. You can think she's nice as a person, whatever. She's not. She's actually really not.
Say you stand with colonialism. Just say it.
Yeah. Just say
it. It's like, oh, she wore nice outfits and she was a little old lady.
Yeah.
And that does not mean that she was a good person.
Yeah.
No. Like, people are like, oh, but she's a mother. Everyone has a fucking mother. Newsflash.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't mean that they were good.
She barely mothered her kids.
Yeah, no, as if.
It just feels like it's like that family feels like one of those plants that, like, breeds asexually. Mm. That just, like, spawns a child rather than there being sex involved.
Yeah, yeah. And the plants are cousins.
Yeah, yeah. True.
It's wild. Anyway, she died today. Isn't that crazy? It is weird to think that we're going to say, like, well, not that any of us were saying it, but, like, it's now God save the king. Now are we going to get little Charles coins?
Do you reckon?
Disgusting. Yeah, they're going to change the currency.
Oh, what a waste.
Does it have to be, like, a current headshot?
But you know what?
Headshot.
What's so dumb, though?
Tasteful nudes.
It's going to cost a lot of money to replace all the currency, right?
Yeah.
And people who are often saying, oh, we don't have money for anything, I bet we'll keep their little mouths shut now that we're going to have to print and reissue all these coins. I'm sure there's, like, a period during which there'll be both.
Yeah.
But isn't it so dumb that something that happened recently, for example, this council in Melbourne called Moreland Council was trying to change its name to something less slavery related.
Oh,
and
true.
People were like, oh, but all the cost of changing Moreland to Mary Beck, which is an Aboriginal name. Mary actually means rocky in the Wurundjeri Woiwurrung language. And nice. I was like, I had no idea. But they were going to change his name. People voted. 60% of people voted for that name. Then all these people came up being like, oh, well, I didn't vote. I wasn't consulted about this name change. I want to keep it as Moreland. And it was actually such a like uproar of it costing $500,000 or like $1 million or whatever. And those people were all up in my comments and DMs. And I bet they're not going to say a single word about this currency change costing us billions of dollars.
Yeah, truly.
Exaggerating because I don't know the cost of anything.
No, but it's so fucking, yeah, then the whole song and dance of it all, like we're going to have to do, like our parliament has to stop for 2 weeks.
Mm.
And BBC can't play any comedy for like 10 days or something. Like no comedy is allowed. No laughter, as Liz would have wanted.
Yeah. So dumb.
Yeah, yeah.
You never need to laugh more than when you're really sad.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or when you're really happy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
want to laugh more.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the vibe is certainly
the
different.
The Irish right now.
The Irish and the Scottish.
Irish Twitter.
It's beautiful. People are dancing on her grave. It's incredible. I remember there's a song in Billy Elliot, the musical, about Maggie Thatcher.
Yes.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas,
Maggie Thatcher. We all celebrate today because it's one day. Closer to your death. And then on the day she died, people were like, are you going to cut that song for the musical? They were like, no.
We're adding extra stanzas and a dance crew.
Really? Anyway, yeah, it's you're right. It's like the whole, like, the money and, like, fucking waste that goes into this, like, upholding what? Yeah. Upholding landlords.
Mm. Yeah.
Truly. A-Lab, all landlords are bastards. Yeah.
And apparently King Charles's birthday is the 14th of November.
Oh, my God. He's a Scorpio.
Yeah, that's gross. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I would not trust a Scorpio to lead. Do you reckon he'll abstain?
I have no idea. I'm, like, so not versed.
Oh, so it goes directly to William?
To William, yeah. Because they do like William
that
more.
Would sa- that would save, him. Like, the PR of this whole thing, I feel.
And also he's going to die soon too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If not naturally, then because
something's
going to happen. I'm just prophesizing. I should do a tarot reading about this.
Yes, absolutely. I think he will take it because I thought at first he would abstain, but then I was like, nah, man, his life was ruined. He had to marry a little virgin. Which is such an awful way to refer to Princess Diana. But he had to, like, marry someone he didn't love. His kids hate him. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, and he had to go to, like, he just wanted
chunky fingers.
He's got chunky fingers. He just wanted to be like a hippie in the middle of nowhere. It's very like King Louis the 16th vibes.
Mm. Is that the, like, Colin Firth?
No.
King's Speech.
Close. But no, the French dude who ended up getting beheaded.
Oh, right.
So part of me is like, maybe we need Charles there. Because if they go straight to William, people will be soft.
Yeah.
But if they go to Charles, people will hate, like, maybe there'll be more hatred for the monarchy and then they can overthrow them a little bit. Just a little.
I wonder what Meghan Markle is doing right now.
Rejoicing. Did you see there's a picture of her that someone's edited the Smith song The Queen Is Dead on a t-shirt that she's wearing, and she's like got this coy smile.
Well, she declined to go to Balmoral. She didn't go.
Yeah, because...
But it's also fair. I don't think the Queen personally hated Meghan Markle, but there was something else I saw where she said she didn't let people of color work for her in any capacity until the late 60s. And the late 60s, you know, it sounds far away, but both my parents were already alive then.
Yeah.
And it took her that long to be like, yeah, you can work here if you're not white.
And we're talking about like a
working
multi-decade crone, you know, she's been around the fucking block.
Yeah. She watched her colonies do all that shit. She knew what was going on.
She's been 70 years on that throne and she died at 96. That bitch was 26. I'm 26 right now.
Yeah.
Fucking
Oh my
hell.
God.
Yeah.
Hello.
Two more weeks. The Queen. Queen,
like,
of Melbourne.
The Liza Minnelli outlives Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Liza Minnelli outlives the Queen.
Yes.
Oh, finally.
Oh, I'll be genuinely sad when Liza dies.
Oh, we'll go into a 3 week of hiatus of mourning.
I will not laugh that entire day.
Yeah.
And if I do, it will be maniacally. As Liza would have wanted.
And then we'll put on our lamps for Liza.
We'll do an hour of just name dropping.
Yes.
Just every celebrity we've ever met, just in honor of her. Yeah, it's been a wild time. I mean, we're kind of working backwards. Should we go right back to the start of this whole situation?
Yeah. What should we cover first? We've got to talk about the VMAs briefly, which we missed last week.
Oh, that's like, well, everybody did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a blur. I remember hardly anything. Sorry, VMAs. Yeah.
I'm sorry to this event.
Because, like, MTV just isn't as relevant anymore. Yeah. I don't even know. I don't even see them on socials, you know. They're not even, like, a big gossip channel, which is what they should do.
And I'm sorry, but why does Taylor Swift keep winning VMAs? She's not a video queen.
She is. And, like, I don't even know Taylor Swift, but she doesn't use green screen. She does everything herself.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
She does the special effects makeup and shit.
I hate to, Kanye this, but
Single
Ladies was the best video that year.
Oh, my God. But also, Kanye, apparently, sorry to sidetrack this, but you must have seen he's been, like, live tweeting / Instagram posting his conversations between himself and Kim.
Having diarrhea. My God,
I haven't seen this. Yeah. What's been going on?
So he's just Jordan. Literally posting screenshots, like as if you and I were messaging about something really private and I put it on my, you know, you don't have a choice of like where our kids go to school just because you're white. He literally said that and put that up and said that Kim had diarrhea way more than
a normal person should.
And
that's so funny.
IBS queen.
Yeah. That is so funny.
And then
funny.
She like texted him being like, why are you talking about me shitting online? And then he put that up as an Instagram post.
It's so funny.
It's feral.
It's funny, but he's fucked.
Apparently as well, though, this is all playing into the next season of The Kardashians coming out because now everyone wants to watch it.
Oh my God. We're not talking about Kylie's plane anymore, are we?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, like it's now Kim's shitting.
I mean, with the Don't Worry Darling press tour, like Kris Kardashian has a gun to these kids' heads. Like you have to fucking up the shit if you want to get that press.
Absolutely. No, that's wild. I missed it. Yeah. I missed the VMAs. I saw Taylor Swift's announcement of a new album, which also, speaking of Kanye West,
Midnights.
Is the 10-15 year anniversary or whatever of, it's on October 21st, right?
Yeah.
Which is unfortunately the same day that Carly Rae Jepsen is releasing an album.
And it's Kim's birthday.
It's Kim's birthday and it's the same day that Kanye interrupted her at the VMAs.
Did that whole thing. Perfect. Also, how the fuck is it 10 years?
Mm-mm.
Oh, now where's 10 years gone?
Mm-mm. Down
That's
the drain.
That's insane. I'm so excited for this new album. It sounds really good.
The Taylor one?
Yeah.
Midnight?
Yeah.
I saw this TikTok where somebody was like, this is what it's going to sound like. And they're literally just saying this like, and we meet at midnight. And I was like, oh my God, literally. It's got to be like any of her other songs. Just replace Bad Blood with Midnight.
Yeah.
Apparently it's a rock album. So we will see.
Okay.
That makes me nervous, Charlie. That makes me so excited. I have to tell you.
I'm so excited.
I like her when she's in her folklore shit. But she does.
Oh,
she
hated folklore.
Oh, yeah. I never listened to it. Sorry. I don't know why I'm commenting. But I feel like, isn't she? Yeah, but she's all about reinventing herself all the time. Which is like, at this point, I'm like, I don't actually think this is because you're a woman. Sounds like you want to do this.
Yeah.
But also like... Everyone is reinventing themselves each album. Like, that's just, it's not actually that radical.
I heard someone describing, because the rumor is that she's about to launch like a international tour that will cover like the past four albums, including the new one sort of thing. And that there's kind of almost like a sense of like story between the last four albums that this one, Midnights, will kind of like thematically tie them all in together.
Is
like,
this the one where she comes out?
Oh my God, finally.
I'll fucking come out at midnight.
Yeah. So I'm very pumped for it. Also, was it the VMAs where Dove Cameron won Best New Artist or something
like
that?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
With that song, I can be a better boyfriend than him. Which I didn't know was actually her.
I still don't know what that song is.
I don't know, but I like know Dove Cameron's face and she's got like a really sweet face.
Yeah.
But that's all I know. I didn't know that bitch sang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was picked to be Glinda in the Wicked movie.
Oh, okay.
People really expected. And like Kristen Chenoweth
pushed for her.
Was like, if there's anyone that I would have play it, it would be Dove Cameron.
Okay.
And then it went to fucking Ariana.
Ariana Grande.
Yeah. So I'm glad she got a commiseration prize of best new artist at the VMAs or whatever the fuck she won.
Well, should we talk about our other favorite musician, Harry Styles?
Oh, oh my God. This press tour.
Truly.
I've lost 5 years of my life.
I've gained 5 years of my life. Just in pettiness.
Yeah. Are the girlies turning on Harry? Like, I know that we were never big fans, but I feel like there's been a shift.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like my For You page is no longer like, he's an untouchable king. Now we're like, he is just like every fuck boy.
Honestly, it has worked in his favor that he's just been releasing music without talking.
Yes.
And like the few things he would say would be on stage and he'd be like making fun combo with the audience, which is perfect. He can do that. He's English.
Yeah.
And he did actually make a really funny comment at one of his concert about spitting on Chris Pine.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was really funny. And like he's good at that.
But he did spit on Chris Pine, didn't he?
In my opinion, yes.
You think he did? Some people think it's the sunglasses theory. Where Chris Pine realized that he was like, where did I put my sunglasses? And then he looked down and he's like, oh, they're in my lap.
But you can see Harry go like...
His cheeks.
He purses his lips.
Yeah, and it goes like, I don't know. I think he did. And then him just being like, the way that Chris Pine deals with it. Also, I love Chris Pine. This whole thing has made me realize how much I love... You know he has a flip phone? He's got no idea what's going on. God. I mean, someone's telling him.
He doesn't have Twitter.
Yeah.
He doesn't have...
I didn't know who this man was. I mean, like, I'd seen him. I'd be like, oh, he's kind of hot. In
he has
like,
a
weird
really
way.
Weird, like, filmography.
Yeah.
Like, he was, like, sort of like a kind of, like, teen babe in the, like, Princess Diaries era. I
remember and Just him. My Luck and just Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, my God, I love that movie.
Oh, my God.
And then, like, it's, like, Star Trek and, like, other random shit.
Yeah. And he was in – I watched Into the Woods last night. Because I felt like it was a day ending with the letter Y. And I forgot that he was in that. And it made me like, with all this stuff recently, I was like, Chris Pine knows exactly who he is.
Yeah.
And he does it with grace and integrity. You know, he's like, I'm handsome.
Yeah.
I'm going to be handsome.
That's
I'm
my
gonna
skill
be
set.
Funny and handsome.
Yeah.
There was a picture of him. He played, Burt Reynolds in a Golden Girls drag show.
Yes.
And that was like the week before and he's like smiling and happy and living his dreams and then it's him on the press tour.
Oh
which
my
is
God.
Begging for death.
Funny. Yeah. Begging for
the
death.
The moment when Harry was like, it's like a movie. Oh. It's like a film. It's like, and Chris Pine's neck. It's just, his face is kind of like not moving all that much because he know he can't, but his neck is telling the whole story.
Yeah, like that like stress pulse. Mm-hmm. Like
wow, when the neck's involved.
You know things are bad. And like now imagine acting with this guy.
Yes. Oh my God.
So let's like rewind.
Start at the start.
Let's rewind. Yeah, okay. So I didn't know that this was this
beef.
Premiere was going. I knew the beef. The Miss Flow video. Have you guys seen the whole video where Olivia Wilde? So Shia LaBeouf was originally the Harry Styles character.
Mm-hmm.
And then he quit. Like he was no longer a part of the project because he wanted more rehearsal time because he's method and a psychopath. And usually those two go hand in hand. And they couldn't give him that rehearsal time because of Flo's schedule and because of because of Florence's schedule and stuff like that. And so he ended up leaving the project. And then Olivia Wilde came out in a Variety magazine interview saying that she knew that people weren't comfortable with him and with all these FKA Twigs allegations coming out. She actually got rid of him. And then he came back with receipts saying, you tried to keep me on this project.
Mm-hmm.
We broke up because of scheduling, like, issues and because we couldn't rehearse and like and that's when he leaked this video of her being like, I think this is going to be a bit of a wake-up call for Miss Flo and I really want to make this work and I think that we can like make things happen again blah blah blah. Cut to Venice Film Festival and Florence hasn't promoted this show at all and she's very active online.
Yeah, it's pointed.
Yeah. And
and they're like hairstylists and makeup artists of Olivia and Florence are fighting and like,
yes!
And like both putting up like behind the scenes stuff.
All Florence's makeup team were wearing shirts
Does
that
say
Miss
Flo? Which is goals.
Yeah, yeah.
That's goals right there. Get like a staff uniform with like a cute nickname. See, the funny thing is I tried to explain this to my hairdresser today. He's like, I went to the barber and I feel like I mentioned I was doing a podcast because he was like, what are you doing after this? I'm like, I'm doing a podcast. He's like, what are you going to talk about? And I'm like, oh, the whole Harry Styles drama. And he was like,
is this person straight?
Well, I don't know. He has like an ambiguous haircut. He's really nice. He's like a Harry Styles situation. I'm like, I don't ask, don't tell. And I tried to explain it and I couldn't. So yeah. Thank you for putting in these concise words, Jordan, for
I do what I can with what little I have.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone can understand. Because I was like, and then Shia LaBeouf, and he's like just shaving my head. I'm like, I don't think this makes sense.
It's too hard. It's so multifaceted and there's just new shit happening every minute.
And then the acting coming out, like Harry Styles acting being so awful.
Oh my God, it was so bad.
It was like EastEnders. It was so bad. You got to put it all at risk. Like it was so bad.
And his accent. It's like someone's like, what accent is he doing? And someone's like, it's just meant to be British. It's like, but he is British.
Yeah.
Why does he have a weird accent?
Why is it hard for him?
Just speak.
Just call your family. If you're like in America for too long, call your family.
Yeah. And like,
watch something else. Like,
Where's the money for the acting lessons?
Yeah.
Not
a cent was wasted.
He's going to eventually pull like a Kristen Stewart on us who like 10 years into acting is like, actually, acting classes are helpful.
Yeah.
It's so wild. And like, do we think that Olivia Wilde and Harry have broken up? Because they did not talk to each other on the red carpet.
He didn't look at her.
He did not look at her.
I think they broke up.
Yeah. I think
she
so.
Was looking for a look. Like there, I think she was like, let's be amicable on the red
I think she was
carpet.
Like, for the love of God, please just give me this press tour before I've got enough to handle with Miss Flo.
Miss Flo.
And like the seating arrangements with like Chris Pine, poor sweet man, sitting in the middle of all of this mess.
Oh my God.
And getting spat on.
Yeah, getting spat on. And then someone rightfully said that he looks like a business lesbian.
Yeah, he does. I love his hair, actually. I think I kind of got that.
But I also think, like, with Olivia Wilde, she had just gone through a divorce. I don't know if you remember, but she was served her divorce papers at some type of event.
Jason Sudeikis.
Yes. Yeah.
At and the was launch like, of her, the first viewing of the trailer for this movie.
Right?
It's been
like,
cursed from the beginning.
Absolutely.
We need to do a popcorn special when it comes out. We go see it and we dissect the movie.
Yeah. I hope so. Somebody said that Chris Pine probably had his sunglasses because as soon as the movie started, as soon as the lights went down, he put the glasses on and went to sleep.
Yeah.
Which is there was a 5-minute standing ovation, which isn't really much for those festivals.
Yeah.
Like I think the Whale, Brendan Fraser alone got like a 10-minute standing ovation.
Yeah.
But apparently it was a 5-minute standing ovation and Florence left 4 minutes in.
3 minutes, I heard.
I mean, she looked incredible.
Yeah.
And she, like, yeah. And even her post about it being like, congratulations to every single person who worked on this film. Blah, blah, blah. And like.
And she arrived late with a margarita.
Yeah, that was
so cute.
Yeah.
I loved her outfit.
Yeah, she looked amazing.
Good. She looked good. It was, yeah.
Is it Florence that's that, like meme video that's going around at the moment of like her walking with the margarita and people like using it for like people who are like enjoying other people's suffering.
Yeah. Aperol Spritz.
Yeah, Aperol Spritz. Yes. There we go.
Yeah. And there was like a great like, because she's obviously in Little Women, but there was a great Little Women comparison being like, Jo is like, has broken up with her friend, is in career turmoil, is caring for her dying sister. Meanwhile, Amy in Paris. Florence walking past with her little Aperol Spritz. Like, It's like, I'm very excited to see what happens. I'm excited to hear what else comes out. Also, yeah, the other thing that we need to talk about is, so Harry didn't look at Olivia at all. Like, obviously there's trouble in paradise. I've read a few blind items saying that they've been like really bad for a couple of weeks, like, and it's truly been the lead up to this festival. Because I think Harry was going to try to not come, apparently, like because of his like tour schedule and stuff like that, and Olivia was like, you have to come.
Yeah.
Somebody has to be there. And then he kissed Nick Kroll.
Yes.
He didn't look at Olivia, but he kissed Nick Kroll.
Also, Nick Kroll being in that movie, Nick Kroll's family history, Nick Kroll in general, and them doing more fucking queerbaiting.
Disgust.
Yes! Someone's, Nick Kroll is a billionaire.
This week, someone rightfully said on Twitter that Harry Styles and Charlie Puth are having an annoying off with, like, queerbaiting. Like, oh, I'll raise you a fucking kiss. And wasn't it just after, is it DaBaby? Or, no, who was it that... kissed at the VMAs. There was like a game.
I didn't even see that because of all the other bullshit that was going on.
It's so lame to kiss.
A kiss is
just like nothing. And you know what? Like people will people will defend Harry Styles being like, oh.
Bad Bunny.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Bad Bunny is kind of, because DaBaby, I think, is a homophobic piece of shit.
Yeah.
But Bad Bunny kind of dresses, like, colorfully, et cetera, and is, I think, from, you know, one of those countries near the US that they colonized the shit out of and give no rights to.
Yeah, right.
And they'd have a really hard time, but he's kind of, like, risen from that and made something of himself. But still, I'm sick of the queer baiting.
Yeah.
And I'm sick of people defending that shit.
Yeah. It's disgusting. And also, if you need any more proof that Harry Styles refuses to align himself with the queer community, he kissed James Corden. So if that isn't a hate crime against us as a people, as a community, I don't know what the fuck is.
James Corden, of all people, who is the gayest man who's not gay.
Yeah. He's in Into the Woods as well.
Yeah.
It's a shock.
Yeah. That's why I don't watch Into the Woods.
It's wild. Yeah. I'm curious to see how this all plays out because I think we're getting new angles by the hour.
Yeah.
It was so wild getting updates as it was happening. Like I was like, this feels like a world event. I love groupthink. I get excited by groupthink.
Yeah.
And having this like moment, I was like, this is too much. And then seamlessly, like I didn't even know it was happening because I forgot the date or whatever. Like, but out of nowhere, somebody was like, I saw Lea Michele's first funny girl last night. And I was like, what? What is happening? And then I saw people uploading the audio when Lea Michele has to say in the line, in the show, she says, I haven't read many books.
Yes.
She has to say, I haven't read many books. And the crowd, like the laughter, I like, it was exactly the laughter you'd expect. It was people going, huh? And then it died out and then it came back and everyone was like, yeah. Like it was real feverish. It was like, you're trying to like, it's like if you're high as fuck and you're like,
yes. Or like you're sitting in church and your friend's making faces at you across the pew. And it's like, I can't laugh, but it's so funny.
Yes. And apparently like she got so many standing ovations.
Seven.
All led by what people were describing as
a
twink in opera gloves, who it turns out is Jonathan Groff.
I haven't actually watched the videos. Is it amazing? Is she amazing?
It gave me chills. Aurelia, you've got to check it out because it just, if there was ever any doubt, and there wasn't about her talent, but she was born for this role.
Yeah.
She has knocked it out of the park. You would think it's a recording, the standard of the vocals that she's giving.
Yeah, she made a deal with the devil.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're seeing the fruits of that, for sure.
Give up literacy.
Yeah, yeah. and common decency.
I mean, the worst thing for her was truly Jamila. Jamila
needs to do whatever she wants to do.
I think I forgot to send you this video. Tamara, my wife, saw her in the street in London.
Oh my God.
Walking a little dog, and she sent me a video and I recorded it. I'll have to show you.
Oh my God.
She was like, I think I just saw Jamila and it looks exactly like her.
Oh my God. Yeah. She's always got to pipe in, but it was just like the classic thing was like, it's a joke, babe. Yeah. And also like no one's making fun of people who can't actually read. People are making fun of Lea Michele, who is a horrible racist.
Yeah.
let him have fun.
Yeah.
I saw something interesting that like a comment on the costumes, because at the end when Beanie was funny girl, she came out in like this big full like she's with like big capey sleeve thing, and Lea doesn't have that.
Hers is more like slim fit kind of.
Yeah, hers is like slim fit, like looks like her outfit, like, and it was like it was just kind of like, I don't know, like maybe Beanie wanted that. Maybe that's something she was more comfortable in. and stuff like that. But it was, it did read as like a bit like fat phobic and fucking weird. You know, when they're like suddenly this like flowy, fun dress is now like a tight, cute little 20s get up. I was like,
disgusting.
Yeah, it stinks. It stinks. And the way that, the Funny Girl producers like chewed her up.
Yeah, and spat her out.
Much like Harry Styles.
I can't wait for the inevitable documentary about the Funny Girl situation and like hearing from the cast members that had to work with both Beanie and Leo will be so interesting.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like it's going to save the show. The producers made a good decision in terms of casting her, but like the fact that Beanie left early. Did you know that there's an Actors on Actors with Florence Pugh and Beanie Feldstein?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
And they interview each other. And I'm like, I got to revisit this. Like, that's incredible.
And that interview with Olivia Wilde, I think on some, it might be Jimmy Fallon or one of those like late night shows, but she's saying, this is like a couple of years ago, being like, if a movie is bad, it's the director's fault. 100% of the time, if a movie is bad, it is the director's fault. And someone's like, this aged like milk.
Oh, Olivia. Yeah. It's so like... It's such a shame because Booksmart was so good, and to see her like, you know, fall like that. And also the fact that, you know, Harry's getting paid like almost triple what Florence got paid for that movie.
That is
Oh, that's
that is
disgusting,
horrendous.
Especially since he can't act.
Yeah.
And also he's in that other movie I think we briefly talked
Call
about.
My Policeman or whatever.
The Policeman movie, playing a gay character.
Apparently the first gay movie with any sort of tenderness, according to
Harry
cinephile
Styles.
Harry Styles.
Yeah,
it's fucking weird. But yeah, this Funny Girl stuff, it's played
it's
out
beautiful.
Exactly the way we thought it would. She's talented, but at what cost?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a real-life villain, and there's some bizarre like thing where it's like bad publicity is just good publicity for this, you know, the ticket sales will go through the roof. People will want to see it, and she's killing it on stage.
Yeah. And you know what? Like, Beanie is going to be fine. She's a nepotism baby anyway.
Yes.
Oh, she's all right.
You know,
I saw someone post a picture of Lea Michele and Jonathan Groff next to a picture of Beanie and Dear Evan Hansen. What's his name? Ben Platt. Being like, I need to see them fight.
Yes.
I need these pairs to fight.
Absolutely. It's fucking wild. But do you know what? Like, whatever. I feel bad for the understudy that everybody loved who got to play Fanny Bryce for like a month, and now Leah stepped in and she's back to one show a week.
Yes. God. To be in that dressing room. I also love as well, like to add on to the Jameela Jamil thing, another celebrity that came out in defense of Leah was Todrick Hall.
Who is
another input ho and another like, shut the fuck up, you're cancelled already. Pay your fucking dancers, Todrick.
Sorry.
Do that challenge.
Do that challenge. The challenge this week. So he's not paying his dancers? Sorry,
no,
I just need to double
I mean,
back
this is
that.
Like a well-known fact that Todrick like never pays his dancers, and there's all these people being like, he never paid me for this work that... All that kind of stuff. He's a grub. He's an absolute grub. Anyway, so we don't stand Todrick, but Todrick came out being like, this is so disgusting. Leah, like, he probably knows her from like Broadway because I think he did like Kinky Boots, the musical, stuff like that. And they move in similar circles. He's such a like Disney gay. Like he loves like Broadway and specifically Disney. One of the, which I have, this is a total side note, but what the fuck is with Disney gays? That's a weird vibe.
Yeah.
Todrick came out in support and was like, leave her alone. This is bullying. You know, like, it's so disgusting. Like, why are you coming for Leah for something that happened, like, you know, years ago on a TV show that no one even thinks about anymore? And also coming for someone just because they can't read. That's so disgusting and rude and horrible and all this kind of stuff.
So
it's like,
she can't read?
Wait, so you're confirming that she can't
read?
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, like, even in Jameela Jamil, she was like, I don't know this woman.
Oh, my God. Well,
she's like, sorry to this girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Have we...
They make it worse.
They are. And she has had at many points opportunities to say, I can read, to read
yes.
for us. She refuses to. She wants this. This is good for her.
If I was her, I'd get on Play School, or not Play School, Sesame Street, and I would do the reading segment and like get Elmo to help me with it because I can't do it.
Yes.
Like lean in, it'd be funny.
Absolutely. And then advocate for people who actually can't read.
Yes.
And because there's a lot of people who legitimately can't and need that help.
Definitely.
Yeah. Especially in the United States.
Yeah.
And I don't think anyone, like, from the stuff that I've seen online, which was, you know, definitely started by some twink in Idaho like, at 2 a.m. But none of that stuff comes from, like, ableism. Like, correct me if I'm wrong, but all of the stuff being like, you know, she can't, it was all more just like, oh, she can't read. She simply can't read. And like, it's a conspiracy, it was more the conspiracy side rather than being like, oh, she's dumb.
It's the Avril Lavigne of it all. You know, we're having fun. We're doing something ridiculous. No one, I don't think initially at least, in our heart of hearts believed it. Now I'm starting to believe it.
There's so many shots of her without a script in front of her.
Yeah.
And there's so many times when they've been like, apparently there was an interview where she was like, I learned all my lines. And it was like, but did you read them, bitch? Yeah. Say you read.
Yeah.
It's simple. She's dancing around it. She's smart.
Yeah.
Mm. She may not be able to read, but she is smart.
She's fucking
and
clever.
And she like, as long as, like, people are coming to the show to laugh at the fact that she says the line, I haven't read many books, she'll keep up the facade.
Have we on the podcast talked about Jamila Jamil's Web of Lies?
Where did we begin?
Imposter syndrome bullshit. Munchausen by proxy.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Okay. I feel like there was this person who made these stories that explained it bit by bit, and I think I sent it to you. But for those of you who have not seen this yet, Jamila Jamil's career started as a sort of early influencer it girl DJ, and that's when her lie started. She used to like DJ around London, then she got onto The Good Place, and like in that in between she was claiming to have had recovered from something with her brain that was wrong. She was attacked by a swarm of bees.
The bee story.
The bees changes all of that. So she was with Mark Ronson, I believe.
He's hot.
Yeah.
And, that's my input.
And he has a gay sister. So.
Oh, is she hot?
Yeah, Sam. Wait, was that his sister? Sam Ronson?
Yeah.
Yeah, they must be related, right? Mm. Anyways, distracted by the lesbians. So she's like, oh, we got attacked by a swarm of bees. Mark Ronson was like, there were two or three bees.
And there's a video.
There's a video.
Oh,
and,
really?
And it's one or two bees.
One or two bees. Wow. Every single thing that happens to her, she kind of like
blows it out
of proportion to make it seem like she struggled a lot. And most recently, she has been cited as a producer on her partner James Blake's album when she started to claim that she'd studied music production and also had a scholarship for some kind of like private music school. When she barely plays the piano and is like barely a DJ, and there was receipts of her being like, yeah, I just said I was a DJ and I wasn't, and I rocked up to this event, which was
Elton John's
60th or some shit. And then they were like, actually, we looked at Elton John's birthday parties, and in the year that she claims to have been the DJ at his birthday party, he did not have a birthday party because he was doing his 20th goodbye tour.
It's so bizarre. It's like, it's that girl in like high school who was like, yeah, yes. I have a boyfriend who goes to a different school. And like, and it's like, oh, I have, it's very like Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen.
Yes, I love that movie.
I do. I watched it recently. But yeah, it's so like, because when I first heard about that, like, because I think the first thing I heard was like the swarm of bees situation. And I was like, it's so funny that the situation, like she changes it all the time. Sometimes she says that she was just like, she says she was on set for The Good Place.
Mm.
And like, sometimes she's like at a photo shoot. And then other times she's interviewing Mark Ronson, like the situation and the year changes. She was like, oh, the other week and stuff like that. And she changes the story all the time. Yeah. And then it bled out into like so many other things. Like she says she was in this horrific car accident. Mm-hmm. And then in some stories, it's just a bump from a car.
She's Robbie Turnering. Do you remember Robbie Turner from season 8 of Drag Race? Do you remember the scandal about Robbie?
No.
Well, similarly, Robbie was sort of kind of known during her season to be a bit of a a lovable chronic liar. It would sort of exaggerate things and everyone's kind of like, oh, Robbie or whatever. And she would say things that were kind of that came out afterwards that were sort of innocuous, on stage with Debbie Harry. She was like, oh my God, today's my birthday and it's so special that I've got Debbie Harry here. And so the producers made a kind of special note of it in the episode.
Yeah.
And then they had Debbie Harry come and meet Robbie afterwards in the Untucked or whatever. And then all these queens were posting being that's not Robbie's fucking birthday. And then like all the other queens in the cast were it wasn't her birthday. She just said that. And just random things like that. She would just sort of add on these little trinkets to the truth.
Just little lies.
Yeah.
And it's lies that can be caught out.
Yeah. Stuff like that kept on happening with Robbie, where she would just make up these elaborate lies. And then this was maybe the year after she was on Drag Race, she put up a tweet or a Facebook thing being I just survived the most horrific car crash. My Uber driver crashed. Wear a seatbelt. I did, sort of thing. And then somehow the Reddit Nancy Drews got onto it and found out that Robbie wasn't even Robbie wasn't with Uber. And then Uber, the actual company, was commenting being please get in touch with us so that we can file this as a report and all this kind of stuff. And basically it came out that she was never in an Uber. This never happened. There was no hospital record. Nothing occurred. She just created this fact that she'd been in a horrific car crash and all this kind of stuff.
She double booked a gig.
Yeah. Don't we all?
That is so wild.
But when it got called out, she then dropped off the face of the earth and she hasn't done drag. She hasn't been in the public eye for maybe 6-7 years now.
Oh,
she's completely gone.
You need therapy.
Yeah. There's something wrong with people like that need to... they need help.
Absolutely. And I feel like my life is dramatic enough as it is, and it's not that dramatic.
Yeah.
I can't fathom making up stuff and trying to remember what you said. Mm. Lying is always so much harder than telling the boring truth.
Keeping track of it would be exhausting.
And also, she is literally a celebrity. It's if she doesn't have anything else that's interesting happening in her life. That's so sad.
Yeah.
With all that money and all those connections, you don't have anything else exciting going on. Wow. That's truly so wild. She has it worse than us. We should be sorry for her.
Yeah. I love that shit. I love little liars.
It is funny to me. It's very because it's kind of harmless in that, it's just them that suffers if it goes bad.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Harmless for us.
Yeah.
I just remembered as well. Remember Jamila is hosting...
Legendary.
And then people were like, she's not gay. And then she's like, I put the rainbow in my name on Twitter.
Yeah.
I have been hinting at it for years. And everyone was like, okay, babe. Did this whole, this bitch. Whole thing being like, I've always, and I was like, all right.
But she still has nothing to do with the ballroom culture. It's just kind of great. You may have kissed a woman once, but what does that mean for, do you have any expertise in this area?
Imagine what have you done for us lately?
Oh my God. Did you see that Jamila this week misgendered someone on Twitter? Did you see that drama?
No.
It was so funny.
For her statement saying that she classes.
Basically did exactly what you just said about the rainbow toilet. She literally got into some fight with someone. It might have even been about the Leah situation. I don't even remember. But someone came back at her and then Jamila was said something how can you say that? And as a woman, you should know better, or you should do this. And then this person's like, actually, I'm not a woman. I'm either non-binary or I'm a trans man or something like that.
Yeah.
And then Jamila added her pronouns to her own bio and then put up a tweet in response to that being how was I to know? Just a heads up. It is your responsibility to put your own pronouns in your profile if it matters to you, sort of thing. And everyone's
Oh my God. Just say, hey, I didn't stalk your Twitter before I replied to you, and I didn't know that those were your pronouns. That's all you need
just
to say.
It's one of those things just be like, whoops, okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The point still stands.
Truly.
Yeah. How dare you as a non-binary person?
Bloody hell. It's been a fucking wild week. I'm exhausted.
I feel like it's only going to escalate. I don't know how, but I feel like something's going
to
happen.
When is this? I'm just trying to look it up. When is this movie coming out? This Don't Worry, Darling in Australia.
Oh, it's also,
will it ever come out?
The thing is, like, I know the Venice Film Festival is going on for at least a few more days, but I know nothing else about any of the other movies this year.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Like, that's all I know.
So some like film production Twitter put up a thing. It was like, sad to think that Her Majesty the Queen won't see Avatar: The Shape of Water.
Yeah.
This year. Yeah. Like, what?
Oh, there's going to be another Avatar movie. That's wild. How are we going? Are we ready for Pop or Flop?
Yeah, let's
do it. Oh my God, great. I was like, we've done our topics.
No, I know. We smashed it out.
We did. Well, that fucking flew by.
We had never had such an action-packed episode full of gossip.
And coming in. I know. And just sitting downstairs before we could record, being like, oh, actually, wait.
We'll save it. Yeah.
Keep that.
Who wants to kick us off?
Oh, I don't even know where my pop or flop lies this week. I've had so many ideas and thoughts that I'm happy to leave it to any of you to start. I'm sorry.
I got one. My flop goes to, trigger warning, my least favorite person in the world, up there, J.K. Rowling, with her fucking Ink Black Heart Dune prequel. You know, it's like, it's
600 pages longer than Dune.
It's too many pages. And most of those pages are fake tweets. It's just so self-serving. And like I feel like, whatever, she just felt so victimized that she put herself even further into the corner of the right. That she's just like created this book that is her own like manifesting. What is it? What's when you...
Project?
Project, yeah. And like it feels like... 5 years ago, it would have been like a cry for help, and everybody would have like pushed it to the side and been like, "Oh, J.K. Rowling's fucked." Whereas now we're all like, "Oh, it's an like people like who's supporting? Oh my God, you're being so brave. You're saying something." And it's like, she's not saying anything.
Yeah,
everything she says is nothing.
And apparently, like, because some people have just reviewed the book even beyond the transphobia.
Yeah,
and it's just a bad book apparently, as well as being horrendous. Yeah.
Fucked. Yeah, she's no good. And the fact that also, like, the irony of it all, of her writing it under the name Robert Galbraith.
I know.
It's like, and why? And she always, like, because she has, like, this, like, fake writer name so that people don't look at books in bookstores and be like, oh, my God, it's J.K. Rowling. But,
but everyone knows
she
does, now.
Yeah, and she calls herself Robert Galbraith all the time.
Yeah. She started.
That sounds kind of trans.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's like her acknowledging that, like, there's something about, like, because it's one thing to take a pen name, but then to be like, I'm going to take a pen name of a man. It's kind of like she's acknowledging that there's, like, I don't know, like, I feel like women. I mean, I guess that's like that the TERF, like, mentality like, you know, women. I don't know.
I don't even know where to begin. I feel the same. It's just like she's useless.
Yeah,
just makes me so flop, sad.
And I hope that she joins the.
Has
queen.
There been someone who has made such a just nosedive with a legacy as big as Harry Potter than J.K.?
Absolutely, like throwing all of that in a bin to be a bigot.
Maybe Louis C.K., who's also coming to Australia soon.
Oh my God,
who has never apologized? I just want everyone to remember that.
Yeah.
Never apologize.
Well, think evil thoughts about you, Louis C.K.
Yeah. Disgusting. Anyway, anyone got a pop that could lift the mood?
No, I also have a flop.
Oh, great. Hitler.
Genocide is my pop. My flop.
Jesus Cancer. Christ.
Oh, my God.
Queen Elizabeth has inhabited your body.
Yeah. My flop this week is Shakira's
lawyer.
Just the whole Shakira case is a flop for me because it's like, let that bitch free. Who gives a shit? She didn't give some money to the Spanish government.
Do they need it?
They don't need it. Like, you know, tax fraud, it's kind of funny. Like, it's not a real crime. Like, what? You're not going to throw her into prison with criminals. Like, that's just disgusting to me.
Let her afterpay it.
Just give her a fine.
Is she in jail now? Or is she just like...
She's got a trial coming up, but set her free. She's
probably in celebrity jail.
We don't get the video of that trial like we did for the fucking Depp Heard one, I'll scream. I'll scream. I got to see her defending her hips.
Yeah, yeah. And when they have to, like, swear an oath, she'll be like, well, these hips don't lie. But seriously, I just, like, she's a legend. Send her to rehab and let's be done with it.
Tax
like,
rehab.
Yeah.
It's like accounting school.
Charlie, are you going to represent her?
I want to. I'm going to Elle Woods it. No. Oh, my God. I'm going to Erin Brockovich it because I went and watched Erin Brockovich after.
What did you think?
I fucking loved it.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's so gay as well, right?
It's so beautiful. And it's like from, what, like 20 plus years ago now?
Yeah, yeah.
And like the way that it's filmed, it had like sort of like fade cuts and that kind of stuff. And I was like, wow, this is definitely from the early 2000s. No, I fucking loved it. Julie Roberts is amazing in it. Mm-hmm. Great story, obviously true. And I was getting my Real Housewives of Beverly Hills energy from the character based on Tom Girardi.
I know, right? So good. I love it. What I love about that, I have such a soft spot for like 90s Oscar baity films because I just love watching people work for the Oscar, you know, doing biopics, doing things like playing gay people. I'm like, yes, get that Oscar.
Harvey Milk and
get it. And she did. And she did.
Okay, I'm coming in with a pop this week.
Yes, thank you.
Thank God.
And my pop is coming out.
Coming out
is a pop. For any people listening who have not come out yet, there's no pressure to obviously come out, but there's something beautiful about doing it if you are in a safe space to do so. And you don't have to come out to everyone in your life. If there's one person you trust who you can be your true self around, that can be a step towards, you know, feeling better and being more you.
Yeah.
And fuck Harry Styles. That being said, of course, he doesn't have to come out if he is queer. No pressure, Harry. But think of the role model you would set for all the people who admire and look up to you when you are in a relatively safe space to come out compared to most of the world where people are literally still being sentenced to death for promoting homosexuality. I was going to say homophobia.
I thought you were going to say homo sapiens.
Homo sapiens. Do not promote homo sapiens.
Not
actually.
Here, babe.
Yeah, we're a mess.
Homosexuals, yes. Homo sapiens, no. That's it.
I think that's lovely. And it struck a nerve with me, actually, for this week in a nice way because my sibling, now I suppose is the term for it, came out this week to my sister and I and our dad about being non-binary.
Oh.
And like for the longest time, we've kind of had like a running joke in my family that like me and my sister, we're the gay ones and that my sibling is the, you know, the cis het, like keeping up the family sort of thing.
And they said no more.
And they said, no, we're all queer. It's three for three.
Yeah, I love that.
I love that. Yeah. That's beautiful. So nice. Your poor parents.
Yeah, I know. Well, dad was like, rolled with it really nicely, but I could tell that dad was so confused about the whole thing. Like, I was like, don't worry, dad. Like, it's a bit of a generational thing. Like, you'll come to terms with it and like, you will fuck it up inevitably.
Yeah.
And so will we. Like, I've been, you know, you can't just like switch immediately. Sometimes you old habits die hard. But yeah, you know, the intent is very important. And as long as you're just trying and making an effort.
And learning,
And I think like for older generations, like not all boomers, but I think that like the more like time they sit with it, the more it makes sense for them as well. They're like, oh, that kind of, oh, that checks out and stuff like that. And you don't have like, Yeah. Yeah. I feel like they do eventually, not all the time, because my grandparents certainly don't.
In particular, but, your nana.
Exactly. But I feel like we're very quick to put people in a box.
Yeah.
Whereas they can, which is, you know, not very gender diverse of us.
Yeah.
I'm very open-minded, but I think they can. We allow older generations to surprise you.
Yeah. And language, like, changing and evolving can be a really good thing for people realizing, like, oh, I didn't even know that was an option. You know? Like, it's not that we have more non-binary people or more trans people or more gay people these days. It's just that people, A, feel more comfortable because, you know, times are changing and evolving. But also, you know, we have more representation and understanding to be like, oh, that sits with me nicely. And yeah. I relate to that.
This feels,
like,
right.
Even Dad was saying in the experience when my sibling was, like, talking about, like, the experience of, you know, not vibing with maleness as a concept, you know, growing up. My dad was, like, kind of like, oh, but I always felt like that as well.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, oh, well, maybe in your generation, you know, that would have been something that you might have considered that was true for you.
If that was, like, an option that was widely known about, we would have had so many NBs back and whenever.
Definitely.
Mm. Cute. What a, like, wholesome note to end on after all this vicious.
We began with being like, die in hell, Queen Elizabeth. To ending, let all the generations surprise you. Yeah.
Lead with love.
Lead with love. Yes. You are the queen.
Oh my God. This is a beautiful app with you both.
Thanks. We're back.
I want to cry.
I know.
Please don't. All right. Goodbye, everyone.
And bye, bitches.
We'll see
bye.
You next week, sluts.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at PopGaysPod.
And if you like this episode, give us a review on Apple Podcasts.
And don't forget, be gay.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.